Hello and welcome to the Monday, May 14th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Facebook announced that it will modify its privacy policy. However, in this case, it will actually ask for user feedback on these changes. The changes will be made public on Monday today. Then there will be a one-week comment period. And as part of that comment period, people can comment on these changes. If a change has more than 7,000 comments, then they'll actually put it up for a vote to the Facebook user community. At this point, not really clear what the changes will be. There was one issue with the data retention of Facebook. They are going, or one of the proposed changes is that they're going to keep the data, well, as long as necessary, which of course essentially means indefinitely. Now, with social networks, there are always a couple different privacy issues. The most obvious one is all the information that people share on these social networking sites and, of course, make available to their friends or others and potentially also to hackers that breach the data or law enforcement that is obtaining a warrant to retrieve a copy of that data. However, the kind of more dangerous part of the social network privacy problem is all the data that's being fed to advertisers, also that's being sent by other sites based on things like the like buttons and such that other sites can include on their page. If you do visit a page with a like button and you're logged into Facebook, then Facebook knows that you visited that particular page because that like button is loaded from Facebook. And the same, of course, is true for other social networks, Twitter and Google Plus and whatnot else. Whenever you see one of those icons from that site, like button, share button, whatever you want to call it, on a site, that button is usually loaded from the site. That's how they can display how many people already clicked that button. And actually, as a result, on the United Storm Center website, you may have seen that we implemented a different scheme where by default, the button is actually not directly loaded. You have to first enable it. It's sort of referred to sometimes as a two-click button where after you enable the button, then the button is actually loaded from the social networking site, and then you're allowed to click it. For Facebook, of course, all of this becomes now even more important with Facebook going public. One of the big things that Facebook has to sell that's of value to are, of course, the users that are watching ads and all the tracking that comes with it to actually show what users are actually seeing, what ads, and whether those ads convert into actual sales. And Anonymous is back with its old game of denial of service attacks, however, this time with new targets. To protest Putin and the Russian elections, Anonymous is now targeting Kremlin.ru as well as various Russian government websites. As of right now, these sites do respond rather quickly, so I don't really think that the attack, if it's still going on, has any major impact. Now, and if you remember, last week Adobe caused some controversy by releasing patches for its desktop applications like Photoshop and Illustrator. However, these patches were only available as part of a paid upgrade to Creative Suite 6, and that's a rather pricey upgrade. Now, Adobe did now reverse its position on this and will publish the security part of these patches for older versions of these products as well, so you don't have to actually pay for an upgrade in order to get the security patch. And we usually don't cover Opera much because, well, it's not that much used. However, there is an interesting update to Opera that came out late last week, Opera 11.64. It does fix a critical security issue with the way Opera parses URLs that could be used to execute arbitrary code. Anyway, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.